Previously on Suits.
Walter, I can't guarantee you will win, but I can guarantee you that I will never sell you out.
You told me that Mike Ross wasn't a threat, and then he handcuffed us with a TRO. I want proof that he's giving up his bid, and if I don't get it by the morning, I'm going to call my private investigators, and I'm going to finish what I started.
What did Harvey tell you?
Looks like he told me the truth. We're done.
I want you to stop the personal attacks on Mike.
You told me this wasn't going to be a problem.
You don't have to stop this because you're some changed man. You have to stop this because you owe me.
Mr. Ross, Eric Woodall. I'm the U.S. attorney
for the Southern District of New York. Yeah, I know who you are.
Since when does the SEC go around intimidating law firms by going after their clients?
They don't, but they will when Eric Woodall starts there next week.
Seven clients, seven subpoenas, all coming tomorrow.
Shut up and listen. Harvey might forgive you because you returned those recordings, but I don't.
Donna.
Not done. What Harvey did with Gillis, it was harsh. But using what I told you in a private conversation, that crosses the line that even Harvey never would.
Donna.
Still not done. When you left our firm, you left me too. But I honestly thought that we'd always be friends. Now, I'm not so sure.
Amy, did you send Donna the package?
Guilt gift. Didn't open it.
It was a Balenciaga classic town bag. Ivory, anthracite with an outside pocket.
His idea or yours? Don't answer that. It was yours.
I'm sorry, Donna.
You and Harvey want to knock each other out, you go right ahead. But don't ever betray me again. Nice shoes.
She's even better than I imagined.
Looking for this?
Harvey Specter. What brings you to Montclair at 7 in the morning?
Well, you know what brings me here. I woke up to find these on my welcome mat.
Well, as much as I'd love to have been responsible for subpoenaing 7 of your firm's top clients, I didn't even know about this till just now.
You didn't even have the balls to come at me directly.
Get off my property.
What's the matter, Eric? You afraid I'll get you fired again?
I get it. You want to hear me say I'm using my new position to destroy your business? Because you're the piece of garbage that got me fired. Is that what you want to hear me say?
Oh, I know you'll never say that. But I do want you to admit that you sent an agent Brian Harris after my firm.
Sorry, I don't even have jurisdiction over that department. That department's run by a man named Sean Cahill.
So all on his own, Sean Cahill just happened to target my firm.
Well, he is a killer attorney with a nose for sleazy lawyers. And as you know, we came up together at the Justice Department. You know, that little governmental agency that protects their own.
Well, Eric, your big brother couldn't protect you from getting fired before, and I don't see how this is going to be any different. And by the way, that's yesterday's paper.
You want to see me?
Sure did. Have a seat.
Just going over our trade sheets, couldn't help but notice about another 100,000 shares of Gillis Industries.
It's going to be fine.
Do I look like an asshole to you? Where the hell did you get the money?
You know where I got the money. I bought the shares on margin.
And leveraged my company.
The bylaws said I can do it.
I don't care what the bylaws say. You did this without asking.
Look, I know you're pissed.
Oh, I'm not pissed. I've been waiting for you to have the balls to do something like this since you got here. You raised my risk, but you also raised my reward. And on top of it, you did it like an investment banker. Without permission.
Thank you, John.
Go get him. One more thing.
Yeah.
You have a week to deleverage my company. If you don't, you're out of a job.
You want to explain to me why you went to Eric Woodall's house this morning?
I understand you're bent out of shape because I stepped on your territory.
You think I give a shit about my territory?
What the hell are you doing in here?
Listen, I really don't care if you work this thing or I do. But whoever it is has to not be an idiot.
And how exactly am I an idiot?
You poked the bear.
Eric Woodall isn't the bear.
No, I am. And whatever you were about to say, don't say it. Harvey,
This is his case. It's why we brought him in, and I don't want you involved.
Me? I'm the one who found out it's not Woodall coming after us. It's
Sean Cahill. You think I didn't know that?
These are my clients, and when they call in a panic, I need to be the voice on the other end of the line.
Then be the voice on the other end of the line. But you're not handling the SEC.
I'm the reason they're coming after us.
Which is why you wanted to hire Jeff in the first place.
That was before all this became real. Now that it's happening, he doesn't want to sit on the sidelines.
Damn right I don't.
Well, then find yourself a comfortable spot on the bench, because like it or not, Jeff's in charge.
Exactly, except for the part where if I don't find a new investor in a week, I'm out of a job.
Well, I'm surprised he gave you a week.
It's not funny.
I know, it isn't. I was just trying to make the best of the situation.
Well, if you want to make the best of the situation, get me a meeting with Tony Giannopoulos, because if I can't get in there, I'm in trouble.
We're in trouble.
You really mean that?
You think I'm staying here a few weeks?
Thank you, Amy.
I'm just kidding. Epstein's been trying to poach me since the day I got here. Yeah, you think those flowers bought themselves?
Wow.
Can I talk to you a second?
If you want an update on the takeover, you should talk to Harvey.
That's not why I'm here.
Look, Logan, I know...
I have five companies here that I'm looking at for my next deal, and I need someone to evaluate them from a legal standpoint.
Your next deal?
Yeah, my next deal. Harvey told me not to hurt my future by going below the belt with Mike, so instead of not hurting my future, I thought I'd start planning for it.
So then maybe Harvey is who you should be planning it with.
Well, Harvey's got stuff to do, and he's not the one who convinced me to back off Mike.
Are you saying that I owe you?
No, I'm not saying that, but that is what you said to me.
So we're just going to go back and forth trading favors?
Rachel, this isn't a favor. I have a board meeting on Friday. I need to be prepared. So, are you my lawyer or not?
I will get right on it.
Thank you.
Lewis, I need your help. We're going to need to...
Can I speak? You may speak.
What were you doing?
Just thanking the Lord God Almighty. We taking down Jessica? We firing Malone? I am tingling. What, Harvey? Just tell me what.
Mike Ross just bought another 2% of Gillis Industries.
He must be leveraged up to his scrawny little neck.
Exactly, and he's going to be scrambling for funding.
You want me to get your TRO removed?
How do you know that?
Because you pissed off Judge Ramos, and now she can't stand you.
How do you know that?
Oh, because I keep a list of your enemies. You want to see it?
Just get it done.
Oh, I'm going to get it done. It's like taking candy from a baby.
Lewis, we're splitting Mike's focus. That doesn't mean he won't be prepared.
Oh, he can prepare all he wants. But the student is about to meet the master, because Ralph Macchio doesn't stand a chance against Mr. Miyagi.
You know the Karate Kid?
It's not cool, Harvey.
Oh, let me see if I can guess why you're here. You came to tell me the way I handled Harvey this morning was sexy.
Oh, you mean when I told him to leave you alone?
And the way that I allowed you to do that was very sexy.
Uh-huh.
And this is the Griffin Cosmetics subpoena.
I looked them all over. This is the weakest one.
The weakest one?
Exactly. Once this one goes down, the others fall like dominoes.
First of all, if I were going to take that strategy, I would go for the hardest one. Second of all, why don't you walk yourself back to your office and let me do my job?
Excuse me?
You told Harvey you brought me in to handle this.
Your job isn't to worry about what I told Harvey. Your job is to worry about what I'm telling you.
And what I'm telling you is that I'm not walking into an SEC negotiation with a babysitter.
Negotiation? This is going to be a war.
I know that, and I'm going to win it with one shot.
Then I suggest you warm up to this. You're not walking into the SEC with a babysitter. You're walking in there with a bazooka.
Hey, Mike, you need to see something.
No, I don't have time. I'm working on the Giannopoulos proposal.
Yeah, that proposal isn't gonna matter if they win this.
God damn it. Harvey's trying to roll back the TRO?
No, it's not Harvey. Check the docket. It's some woman named Lois Litt.
Yeah. I know how to handle her. Here. This is 90% done. Check it over. Make sure there's not one comment out of place.
Mike, come on. You know I can do more than...
I don't have time, maybe. Just do it.
Okay.
How long did you work in this shithole?
Sorry I'm late. Been up to my neck in work. Just filed 7 huge subpoenas.
Yeah, we know what you filed.
Oh, I see you brought the missus.
Jessica, whatever you're about to say, don't say it.
How about I say it with this?
Ooh, a subpoena? Smells fresh.
It is.
And you'll be answering it in court tomorrow.
Oh, well, then I better see what flavored bullshit you're serving up. Exchange. No, this is a good one. Malicious prosecution of Pearson Spector clients. And how exactly are we doing that?
I'll tell you how. You come at our clients leave us, you drop their cases.
Well, I certainly wouldn't tell them that's how to avoid SEC scrutiny. But it's not my fault if dropping Pearson Spector starts catching on.
Enough bullshit. You're targeting my clients on behalf of Eric Woodall, and you know it.
That is a lovely theory, but if you had any proof, you wouldn't be standing here right now.
I have proof, Sean. I have proof you filed 7 cases in one day against our clients, which we both know has never happened in the history of the SEC.
It has now. We filed 9 cases against clients of Weil Gotshal, 8 against Skadden, and 6 against Cravath. Welcome to the new SEC. We target law firms. And as long as we're not only targeting yours, the only way to shut this down is to shut us down.
You and I both know what's really going on here, Sean. And I'm going to prove it.
Well, good luck. But how do you think Judge Hopkins is going to respond to your allegations when I tell him they're coming for a man who is about to be fired? Oh, you didn't tell her. That's awkward. I'll see you in court.
Jessica!
I don't want to hear it.
Well, you need to hear it.
What? That you lied to me?
No, I didn't actually lie to you.
Oh, no. You tell me that you didn't lie because we never directly asked you the question and I will knock your head off.
All right, fine. I lied. I lied because it doesn't matter. I want to fight for you and I'm the best man to do it.
Well, the new part of the equation is that you just made me look like a fool.
Jess.
Don't pull that Jess shit with me. I want to know what it says in your file.
I don't know what it says.
How the hell do you not know?
Because whatever it is bullshit. Because the reason they were going to fire me is that I refused to go after you.
Then why didn't you tell me that when you came at us demanding a job?
Because good lawyers negotiate from a position of strength, not weakness.
Well, the position you just put us in is pretty goddamn weak.
Ah, well, if it isn't the boy wonder.
Lewis, hey.
Oh, Lewis, me. You left without even the courtesy of a how's your father.
What does that mean?
It means that I'm not here to exchange pleasantries. I'm here to get that TRO lifted.
I'm sorry you feel that way. I'm also sorry to hear about Sheila.
Bullshit, you're sorry to hear about Sheila. What are you talking about?
Come on, you have to have heard.
Heard what?
She's engaged. It's all over Harvard's Facebook page.
But you do this. She said she could never be attracted to a handsome man.
Yeah. And that picture doesn't even do him justice, but this one, however...
A thong?
Yeah.
What the...
Yeah, it's a whole, like, beach thing, I guess. Long weekend.
You're a son of a bitch, Mike. You're not even sorry at all. You're using this to get into my head.
Lewis, come on. I can't believe you. You think I would use Sheila's engagement just to get you off your game?
Never gonna work.
That I would stick it in your face that she's all up in this guy's business in a way that you've never seen before.
Put her off a duck's back.
That right now she's probably scrapbooking the first day of their relationship, which apparently happened just weeks after you broke her heart.
You're the devil.
Next up on the docket, Sidwell Investment Group versus Sanders International.
Looks like that's us. I'll see you in there.
Lewis, I can't believe it. I give you one goddamn job to do, and you... What are you doing up there?
Harvey, please, I can explain.
Explain why you stood in front of the judge like a moron? What possible explanation?
Sheila got engaged.
What? When?
This morning.
Lewis, I'm sorry.
I was so sure that you were just coming around about having children, you know? That's why I've been turning down all those J-Date requests.
We'll get Mike another way.
Oh, goddamn right we're going to get him. I'm going to get that son of a bitch if it's the last thing I do.
What are you talking about?
He used the Sheila news to get in my head, Harvey.
Used the news? Or gave you the news?
What difference does it make?
What difference does it make? It makes all the difference. Like, on the one hand, I feel for you, and on the other, you're the world's biggest idiot.
Look at my computer. I've been staring at it for 3 hours. It's real.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, that Adonis on that yacht. Sheila's fiance.
That Adonis is a Photoshop picture of Lorenzo Lamas from 1998.
Who the hell is Lorenzo Lamas?
Well, I can tell you who he isn't. He isn't Sheila's fiance.
Oh, thank God.
Are you even listening? It was bad enough that Nigel rattled you with your unread cat letters. Now you're letting Mike do this?
Harvey, please.
Shut the hell up! Look, I tried to warn you, and you stood there with your stupid leg up in the air, telling me that the student was no match for the master, and all it took was one doctored picture for you to shit the bed!
I didn't mean to.
Shut the hell up!
Well, fancy meeting you here.
Rachel, get out of here.
I was just coming to make some coffee. Lewis, what's wrong?
I don't want to talk about it. Nothing is wrong.
Well, obviously, something's wrong.
You know what? If you're so curious, why don't you just go ask the man of your dreams? I'm sure the two of you will have a big laugh about it later.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about, but seeing you like this, there's no way that I would laugh at you. What is it?
Mike convinced me that Sheila was engaged to throw me off my game.
I'm so sorry, Lewis.
Yeah, well, he sure wasn't. Stuck a knife in me, twisted it with the thought of her and another man. Felt like a drill in my skull all day, and then to top it all off, it cost me the respect of my best friend.
Maybe.
Oh, don't you even try to defend him.
No, I wasn't going to. I was going to say, maybe this is what you needed to decide to reconnect with Sheila.
What about Harvey? How do I prepare that?
I'm really sorry for what happened, Lewis. I am.
Hey.
Hey.
Did you eat?
Are you asking because you're concerned about me or because you want to know if I left you any food?
Whoa. Tough day?
I'm sorry. I've been working 16-hour days and I'm really...
stressed. Yeah, I know the feeling.
Really? Because I heard that you had a pretty big win today.
You talked to Harvey.
I talked to Lewis. Mike, I know you want to win, but do you have any idea what your lie did to him?
It wasn't a lie. It was a strategy.
It was both. And it ended up with him near tears.
Come on, Rachel.
It just seems like all that matters to you is winning and that you don't care about what it does to your friends.
You know what? I'm sorry that I hurt Lewis. But he was going to that courtroom so they could put their tender offer to a vote.
I know.
You also know, because we've had this discussion before, that if he got his way, it would rip that company to shreds. So instead of coming down on me for what I did to Lewis, why don't you start worrying about all the lives that Logan Sanders is going to destroy if that happens?
You know, it's funny. You told me you didn't care who was in charge. You just wanted whoever it was to not be an idiot.
Are you saying that I was an idiot?
I'm saying we both were. I shouldn't have gone to Woodall. And you shouldn't have lied to us.
You don't seem pissed.
I've had enough happen already today. Besides, lying to me was wrong, but lying to the woman you were in a relationship with is a whole other level.
When do you think she's going to get past it?
From personal experience, that could take a while. That's not my problem. That's yours.
And what are you doing here, Harvey?
I'm here to tell you what you're going to do about it.
No. No way. I'm not taking the stand.
Then what are you doing here?
Because Woodall telling you to go after our clients is how you got this job in the first place. It happens to make our case.
He did not write tell me to do it, and you know it.
You had to find out somehow.
I found out from Brian Harris. He told me he had this funny feeling that the day after Woodall arrived, that I was going to start issuing subpoenas to Pierce Inspector clients. When I asked him why, he said, you know why.
Then you're going to get up on the stand and tell them that.
I can't. I have no proof. It was vague, and it's a third-party conversation.
Which makes it hearsay, and I don't give a shit.
Well, I do, because it opens me up to slander at best and perjury charges at worst.
Well, Jeff, you used that story to get your ass in here. Now use it to get the job done. Amy!
I thought I asked you to leave the Giannopoulos proposal on my desk.
And I did. 20 minutes ago.
Okay. Do you proof it?
No. I thought you'd have a better chance if the document was riddled with typos.
This is important.
I know it is, which is why I read it backwards and forwards.
Okay, did you add the part about the leverage recap like I asked?
I did, but your figures on the non-voting stock didn't add up, so I proposed a staggered board to make up for the imbalance.
Staggered board?
Yeah, don't act so surprised.
I'm sorry, I just thought that you...
You just thought that I didn't know anything about what goes on here? Listen up, T. Boone Pickens. I actually know a lot about this business.
Okay, I said I'm sorry.
And I know more than enough to know that that looks like every other proposal that's come across my desk.
Well, that gives me a shitload of confidence going into this meeting.
I'm not trying to destroy your confidence. That's the one thing you have going for
you. Then what are you trying to do?
Mike, you're not here because you crunched Sidwell some numbers. You're here because you solved a problem for him.
All right, get rid of this.
And bring you everything I can find on Tony Giannopoulos. On it.
Amy. Why aren't you...
Why am I an assistant and not an investment banker? I'm getting my PhD in psychology. Money bores me.
I don't know why you needed to talk to me in chambers, Mr. Malone. I was clear on my ruling.
Well, with all due respect, Your Honor, your ruling didn't cover the fact that the SEC has a vendetta against Pierce Inspector.
That's a serious accusation.
And if it were the truth, you would have said it out there, not in here.
I'm doing it in private, Sean, because I don't want to slander an entire department based on the actions of two men.
Translation? He doesn't want to be charged with perjury because he's lying, and this is a joke.
It wasn't a joke when I was asked to do the exact same thing that he's doing right now.
What the hell are you talking about?
Before I left the SEC, I was told to target Pierce Inspector clients.
And who exactly told you?
Brian Harris.
Then go after him, because all you've got on me is hearsay. And might I point out, this is the accusation of a man who is about to be fired, which I'd say should be taken with a cubic meter of salt.
Well, that cubic meter of salt might actually get a little bit smaller if Sean here were to say, open up his files and show us his paper trail.
Our work product is covered under federal regulation, and he knows that.
I also know you're hiding behind your office and using his court to do it.
All right, that's enough. Mr. Malone, I don't appreciate you using my chambers to testify, and he may not have proof. But if one client leaves his firm and their charges miraculously disappear, you're looking at more than sanctions, you're looking at jail time.
Thank you.
Rachel? It's only been a day. You already have a suggestion for my new deal?
I do.
Good. Then which of those five companies should I go after?
None of them.
So you brought me nothing.
No, I brought you five better options.
What was wrong with the options?
Take a look.
These companies have no disposable assets?
No, they don't. They have underperforming assets that can be turned around and built into something.
Did you even look into the companies I gave you?
Yes, I did, but I...
But what? Sounds like someone's been drinking her boyfriend's Kool-Aid.
Maybe if more people did, there might...
Oh, God damn it, Rachel. I'm not in business to save the world. I asked for a professional opinion.
And I gave you a professional opinion. You just don't like it.
No, I don't. And now we're going to have to work all day tomorrow to do what I asked you to do in the first place.
You need to spend all day together.
If that's what it takes.
Mm-hmm. Did you call this board meeting just so we could spend more time together?
Did you bring me deals you knew I'd reject just to avoid it? Look, like I said, I have a meeting on Friday, and I need to be prepared for it. So maybe you should go back to your office, get cracking, and just give me a call when you have something.
Okay.
You're kidding me. So this is all mine?
Yep. In 20 days, the public access will be gone, and you will have yourself a quarter mile of private beach.
What about the Southampton City Council?
What about them?
They're a bunch of public access-loving assholes.
Like I said, what about them?
How'd you do this, Mike?
Well, the question isn't how I did it, it's why I did it.
Oh, you want something from me?
Just your consideration.
Well, you burned it. Go ahead. Not interested.
You didn't even look at it.
Oh, I don't have to.
You just said that I earned your consideration.
Mm-hmm, and you just got it.
But Gillis Industries is ripe for a turnaround, and I already own 7%.
Well, congratulations. Now go beg someone else for money, because you're not getting mine.
I don't understand.
You don't have to. Now get the hell out of my office.
Mr. Giannopoulos.
I said get the hell out.
Hey, Mike. How's it going? Fancy meeting you here.
It was you.
Oh, it was me. I'm just here to thank you for the advice you once gave me. You know, back when we were friends.
Lewis.
No. You once told me that my actions have consequences. Remember? Your actions yesterday have consequences, too.
What did you say to Giannopoulos?
Not much. Just that you were the person responsible for his number two leaving him.
I was responsible? He agreed to it.
Well, what he didn't know was that it was his own lawyer who came up with the idea. Now he does.
And what does that
have to do with it? He may have agreed to it, but it was a betrayal by you. And here's a little something you obviously do not know about investment banking. The only thing more satisfying to these guys than money is sticking it to someone who stuck it to them.
Sorry for hurting you with Sheila.
Don't you ever mention her name to me again.
Okay. It was a move. Like you just did, so can we move on?
Move on? You used the woman I love to extend your goddamn TRO. You knew how I felt about her, and you did it anyway. I will never, ever forget it until the day I die. Good luck beating Harvey without money.
I have good news.
James Dolan died and left me the Knicks?
Lewis stopped Mike from getting Giannopoulos. He blocked his funding.
Good.
You went to Lewis with a problem. He fixed it. And all you're going to say is good?
Donna, I'm glad he fixed the problem, but it was a problem he created.
He created it because when it comes to people he cares about, Lewis has a blind spot.
Yeah, for people and cats and who knows what else.
I'll tell you what else. He cares about you.
What do you want from me, Donna?
I want you to tell him he did a good job.
I'll tell him when we come out on top.
Okay, Harvey. You do what you're going to do. But just remember, when Lewis asked Sheila to marry him, you were the one he picked to be his best man. And you said yes.
I'm sorry, but we're not hiring today.
I think you'd be looking for a job given the beatdown you took in Chambers.
I'm not sure what Jeff, disgruntled employee here, told you, but I'm still standing.
Oh, what I told her is that you lost.
Then why are you here?
We're here to make you an offer.
You drop all 7 cases, we drop the malicious prosecution claim.
No deal.
Judge Hopkins is going to be waiting for you to take action. Now, too much time goes by, he's going to think you're full of shit.
But if you fold right now, he's only going to sanction you for the exact claim that we're willing to drop.
Which is why we'll tell the judge that in exchange for those cases being dropped, we'll give the SEC unprecedented access to our clients' books.
Which, of course, you won't be doing.
No, we won't.
So what exactly am I getting out of this?
You get to save face.
I do like my face. However, I also like my ass, which will be on the line if I take this deal.
Then you have 24 hours to decide which one you like more.
Mr. Forsman, Mike Ross.
No.
Sir, I think that if you hear me out...
How the hell did you find me here?
The article in Forbes said you can't go more than 3 hours without one of Rosa's Cafe Cubanos.
That article in Forbes was 6 years ago.
It also said you never change.
Did you also read why every Bud Fox wanna be dumped in a local landfill?
If you do that, you'll miss the opportunity to get back at Harvey Specter.
And what does little shit like you know about Harvey Specter?
I know that he bought that 63 Aston Martin out from under you, and you've hated him ever since. You know, he keeps it in a garage. He doesn't even drive it.
What do you want?
Gillis Industries.
Gillis Industries is a black hole of distressed debt. I want nothing to do with it.
No, it isn't. It's a 63 Aston Martin.
Who do you work for?
Who says I work for anyone?
Because a young kid like you with enough clout to go after Gillis, I'd know you.
I work for Jonathan Sidwell.
Okay. You've got my 230 mil.
I only need 80.
You don't know what you need.
What happens to the company is my call.
Done. Oh, one more thing when you get those papers. I have a feeling there'll be a provision buried in there that says that once a deal closes, you cut Sidwell out.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't know him, and I don't want him sucking a chunk out of a deal that can't happen without me.
Well?
You went for it.
That is great.
It's not all great. He'll only give me the money if I agree to cut out Sidwell.
What does cut him out even mean?
Means make sure Sidwell doesn't get a penny from this deal.
Mike, the second he finds that out, you're gone.
He's not going to find out until the deal closes. And if I don't find the money, I'm out of a job anyway.
Oh, I get it. At least this way you get to leave on the winning side.
We leave on the winning side.
Who says I'm going to do that?
What happened to you think I'm staying if you leave?
Yeah, that was before I knew you were going to screw over Sidwell.
Amy,
no, he may be a dick sometimes, but he's the reason you're here.
You think I want this? I have to make a choice between the promise I made to Walter Gillis and what I owe Jonathan.
Mike, Walter Gillis doesn't give a shit about that promise.
Yeah, but I do. And so do all the people that work for him.
So you're going to do it?
But I do know that I keep having to do shitty things just to win this thing. But I'm going to go make up for one of them right now.
I'm sorry I didn't do what you asked me to do. I should have evaluated your ideas.
You should have. But I should have remembered that you don't always do what people expect of you.
You mean what people tell me to do.
I chose the nicer version.
Well, I finished what I should have done in the first place.
And?
And let's go through them.
Oh, what are you doing here?
Waiting for you. I figured if I tried to go upstairs, you'd have me killed.
Oh, was that a joke? Because I'm not laughing.
Lewis, I didn't say it right the first time. I want to say it again. I'm sorry.
You think I'm sorry makes up for what you did?
No, but I'm hoping that we can move past it and be friends again.
Well, the only problem with that is that you and I both know that you're only here because I took away your sugar daddy and I want me to take it easy on you.
Lewis, if you don't want to accept my apology, that's fine. I'm not here from a position of weakness. I'm here from a position of strength.
Bullshit. Where'd you get money? You don't have any friends out there.
No, but Harvey has enemies.
What's that supposed to mean?
You told me these guys hold grudges. I just found a guy with one against Harvey.
Son of a bitch, you didn't come here to apologize. You came here to rub it in my face. Oh, and I bet you just can't wait to tell Harvey that I'm the one who gave you the idea.
Lewis, I wasn't even going to tell you how I got the idea at all. I'm still not going to tell Harvey.
Because you want me to owe you?
Because I'm not as much of an asshole as you think I am.
What about a buyout?
Never going to happen. He's got a golden parachute.
Well, when I've got two people on the board, I can force a vote.
You do that, it triggers a stock split. His shares double in voting power, yours don't.
I mean, that's all five. None of them work.
No, they don't.
So when you told me you should have evaluated my ideas first, you weren't saying that they were good.
I was saying I wasn't doing my job.
Which was to let me figure out for myself that my ideas weren't good.
I chose the nicer version. Logan, there are plenty of other companies out there.
None that we're going to find in time for my board meeting tomorrow.
So push it.
I can't. I didn't call it.
And I thought...
Yeah, I know, but I only even arranged it to spend time with you.
You really didn't.
No. And now they're going to ask me tomorrow how Gillis is going, and I'm going to have to tell them we might lose, and then they're going to ask me what else I have, and I'm going to have to tell them nothing.
Well, maybe you won't.
I told you I'm not in that business.
Then convince the board that you should be.
Okay. Go back to your office, get your files.
Like you said, I don't always do what people expect me to do.
Louis, can I talk to you for a minute?
Of course.
I heard about what you did with Giannopoulos. Good job.
I appreciate that, Harvey. I do. But it doesn't matter. You know, he went somewhere else.
I know. He went to Forsman. I just wanted to tell you you did a good job anyway.
See, that's the thing. I didn't.
What are you talking about?
Mike got the idea from me.
What? How?
When I cut him off from Giannopoulos, I stuck it in his face, and I told him that people hold grudges, and I... He must have known your history with Forsman, and that's why he went to him, so... Sorry.
God damn it, Louis.
I don't want to keep being mad at you, but you keep doing the same shit.
You see, this wasn't me being duped.
No, it was you letting your emotions lead you into doing something stupid. Again. You just had to stick it in his face. You know what? I'm done.
It's not fair, you know. I'm emotional. You're cold. You're loved. And I'm hated.
Louis, if I was so cold, I wouldn't have come here in the first place.
What are you doing?
Pouring us a drink.
Kale took the deal.
All 7 cases are officially dead. Jessica, I'm sorry that I didn't come clean with you before.
Me too.
Lying to you was a business decision and it was wrong. But I want you to know that I would never lie to you, man or woman.
I appreciate that.
We have a problem.
I just got off the phone with Richard Coleman.
Last week, Sean Cahill asked him if I'd ever cross any lines in his presence.
Son of a bitch. He doesn't want our clients to leave us.
He wants them to cough up dirt on me.
At least none of them did, or we'd be in trouble right now.
How do you want to handle it?
Let's talk about it tomorrow. Right now, I got something else to do.
Shit.
They wouldn't turn on Harvey. Cahill wanted us to drop those cases anyway, and I just did him a big favor.
You couldn't have known that.
It was my job to know that.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Harvey Specter's here too.
Harvey, what can I do for you?
I wanted to thank you for the recordings.
Is that why you came all the way down here?
I came to tell you I think you're making a big mistake getting into bed with Forsman.
I knew it.
Mike, you don't know this
guy. You could have thanked me for those recordings days ago, but instead, you picked the exact day that I find a new investor to show up with your thank you and your friendly advice.
This isn't some move.
You only make moves.
Mike.
Okay, tell me right now, you wouldn't do the same thing if you were in my position.
I was. And I did. What? You think our grudge is about some car?
What the hell are you talking about?
When I was younger, I made a shady deal with him, and I paid for it.
Who says that I'm making...
If you haven't, you will, because Forstmann doesn't throw money around without getting something in return.
He's going to get money in return.
Money is third on his list. The first two are getting back at people and getting control of...
Maybe you should have thought of that before you had Lewis cut me off from Giannopoulos, because now I have no other choice.
You always have a choice.
Here's to turning around Piedmont Avionic. What?
Nothing. What time is it?
Too late for you to change your mind. Logan, the board is going to be wowed.
I wish I had your confidence.
You? We're not short in the confidence department.
Oh, you don't have to pay me compliments.
I meant it as an insult.
You know, if this law thing doesn't work out...
Then I could have a career in venture capital?
No, I was going to say you could be my assistant.
Hilarious.
Seriously, Rachel, I couldn't have done it without you.
Yes, you could have. Just wouldn't have been as good.
Humility. Another thing I love about you.
Walk away, Harvey.
Excuse me?
You're gonna lose.
Next Wednesday, will you marry me?
I'm sorry.
Columbia University called. Rachel was taken to the hospital.